meeting to order.
We're starting now. Let's welcome our visitors from Iran. These are our counter colleagues from Iran. They are serving in the same office. I have here next to me the leader of the delegation, Mr. Mofateh. Am I right? So the leader of the delegation, member of the committee for plan and budget. So clearly, we're almost doing the same thing with them. But we will tell them what is it exactly that we're doing, how we're working. I hope that you're here because you want to share with us the experiences from other countries. And we'd like to express our gratitude that from all the countries in the world, your developed countries, you chose to visit South Africa. I hope that your stay in South Africa will be a fruitful one. You enjoy our scenery. South Africa is a very beautiful country. I'm not sure where you have been, but of course the mother city. I don't know whether to say the best place because I'm afraid of members come from different areas of the country. They will think that I'm perhaps not in Cape Town, but Cape Mountain is there. Wow. Okay. Sorry? Just use the mic so that everyone can hear.
رئیس در حقیقت کمیته برنامه و بودجه آفریقای جنوبی مشخصا مثل کمیته برنامه و بودجه ایران نیست، ولی تو هم مایا هست. تو خوش آمدگویی به شما میکنن، آرزوی سفر خوشی واسه شما در آفریقای جنوبی دارم. یه آفریقای جنوبی که از کشورهای زیبای دنیاست، نمیتونم بگم شاید بهترین کشور زیبای دنیاست، ولی بدون شک یکی از کشورهای زیبای دنیا هست. و در حقیقت ما کمیته مقابل شما هستیم، کانترپارت شما هستیم و انشاءالله بتونیم یه در حقیقت یه تعاملی تو این زمین با هم داشته باشیم.
Well, thank you very much. We know that Iran is our friend and you're very welcome to South Africa.
ایران در حقیقت کشور دوست ماست و خیلی خوش آمد می‌بینیم به شما در سفرتون به آفریقای جنوبی.
Well, hoping that one day we will return this courtesy visit to Iran, but we will not say when, because you know we're living in the times of recession.
امیدوارم که انشاءالله یه روزی هم ما مهمان شما باشیم در ایران. مطمئن در تو زمان صحبت نکنیم چون فعلا در زمان رکود است و بحث محدودیت های سفر.
Okay.
جوابشون بدید شما بگید.
بله، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. من تشکر میکنم و آمادگی داریم که در سریع‌ترین زمان ممکن انشاءالله تجلیل شما باشیم.
Definitely the Iranian counterpart is invited you at the soonest possible to receive you, welcoming you in Iran after the session.
Thank you very much. Well, let me introduce our team. My name is Elliot Mashiyene Sokoni. I'm the chairperson of the committee.
خب خودشون دارم معرفی میکنن، رئیس در حقیقت این کمیته هستن. رئیس در سفر هستن.
On my extreme right there, the gentleman who has just had his hand up. The name is Mr. Grant Snell. The next one, next to him, is Mr. Naren Singh. the lady who is smiling here with a nice smile is Miss Stolle. Yes. The lady with spectacles is Madame Mashiko. Which party? Which province? Okay.
Well, even parties, if they are not all about the ANC.
We are obviously we are a multi-party committee. Though we are a multi-party committee, we strive to find consensus. We don't want. I'm a member of the African National Congress.
Yes.
But we don't want to impose our views. We want to share the views with the other parties.
In دقیقاً این کمیته تلفیقی از احزاب مختلف هم هست. البته من که ریاست این کمیته رو به عهده دارم از حزب حاکم هستم، از ANC.
And the majority of the members here then are coming from the ANC, but I will introduce them.
Please.
Mr. Snell comes as a member of the ANC.
ایشون نفر اول از حزب ANC هستن. Which province?
From Eastern Cape.
از در حقیقت استان کیپ غربی هستن، همین استانی که توش هستیم، پایتختش کیپ هست.
Okay, that's after the introduction. I will explain how our electoral system works.
بعد از اینکه معرفی تموم شد، من در حقیقت این سیستم انتخابی براتون توضیح میدم.
That's correct. Mr. Singh is a member of the Inkatha Freedom Party IFP from KZN.
از استان KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal. Ms. Tolle is a member of the ANC. She comes from Limpopo.
Ustana Limpopo as the ANC.
The lady who has just walked in is also the member of the ANC, Ms. Klage from Free State Province.
Ustana Free State as the ANC.
I have introduced Ms. Mashiko. She also comes from Limpopo. She is a member of the ANC as well. The young man there with the white head is Mr. Swart from the Democratic Alliance, DA. Mr. Swart is from Free State, no? Oh, from the Western Province, yes. Oh, from the same province.
مخالف اصلی حزب دی ای.
And next to him is Dr. Rabi, also from the DA. You're from Western Province.
From the West. دی ای و دکتر رابی از حزب دی ای از همین استان کیپ غربی.
Next to Mr. Rabi is Ms. Ngobo, Mam Petrus Ngobo. She is a wheelchair-bound member.
From the ANC. As well,
ANC. As she is very fond of KwaZulu-Natal. I mustn't forget that, that she comes from KwaZulu-Natal. Next to me is Mr. Khaler Plum. He is a member of the ANC from the Western Cape. Okay, each committee consists of 12 full-time members.
هر کمیته از 12 نفر اعضا تشکیل شده که در حقیقت به صورت فول‌تایم کار میکنه.
Other members are alternate members. They serve in this committee and other committees, but 12 are full-time. 8 of the 12 are from the ANC.
از این 12 تا 8ش از حزب ANC هستن. البته اعضای دیگه هم میتونه به این اضافه بشن که به صورت فول‌تایم کار نمیکنن به این کمیته.
That's correct. But if I may get to, maybe I should allow you to introduce yourself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God, compassionate.
تشکر میکنم از فرصتی که پیش آمد.
Thanking you for inviting me here.
و می توانیم تجربیات متقابل دو کشور رو با هم دیگه در
یکی
از مهمترین مسائلی که وجود داره با اون رسیدگی به بودجه سالیانه در دو پارلمان بررسی کنیم.
countries, the post parliaments of the two countries.
ما در جمهوری اسلامی ایران مجلس از یک کمیته و کمیسیون بسیار قوی. بله بعدش از من یه جمله بگم و بله بفهم هم ترسو کنم هم ترسو کنم بفهم. بله کمیته برنامه کمیسیون برنامه بودجه در
ایران اسلام ریپابلیک اف ایران پارلمنت وی گات دی کمیتی فور پلانز اند بجت
که آخرین و تصمیم نهایی رو در بودجه سالانه کشور اتخاذ میکنه.
This is the final decision making.
به همین دلیل اعضای این کمیسیون که 23 نفر هستند از خبره ترین و با تجربه ترین نمایندگان تشکیل شده.
This committee is consisting 23%, which are most of them are experts in this regard, plan and budget.
ما در این هیئت در خدمت 5 نفر از این عزیزان هستیم که حالا من معرفیشون می‌کنم.
From those 23 we are with the 5 of them.
دوستان ما در کمیسیون همه از تجربیات بالای پارلمانی و کاری اجرایی برخوردار هستند.
These MPs are expert in both budget and planning and also parliament. They served in parliament for a long time.
نفر اول جناب دکتر تابش هستند.
Honorable Mr. Tabish.
با سابقه 2 دور نمایندگی مجلس.
He's been in parliament
3 دور نمایندگی.
3 terms. Our term is for 4 years. So 3 terms that he's been in our parliament as an MP.
و در امور اجرایی هم قائم مقام رئیس دفتر رئیس جمهور بودند. قائم مقام دفتر رئیس جمهور.
He was in the our ex-president office as one of the deputies.
دکترای مهندسی منابع طبیعی رو دارند و
متخصص. He has got PhD in the natural resources and environment.
جناب داوودی که از دوستان سفارتخانه هستند.
Mr. Dawoodi is coming from the consular section of the embassy of Istanbul Group of Iran Victoria.
جناب ونایی.
Mr. Vanai.
سابقه طولانی و بالایی در کمیسیون در بیگان محاسبات کشور ما دارند.
He's an MP and also he has got a good experience, long experience in Supreme Audit Court of Istanbul Group of Iran.
دیوان محاسبات سازمان که تحت نظر مجلس شورای اسلامی است.
Supreme Audit Court is independent and also monitored by the Islamic Republic of Iran Parliament.
و کلیه رسید و نظر در کل بودجه را به عهده دارد.
And also audit the budget of the whole country.
جناب دکتر نورا.
Dr. Noura.
قاب سابقه است. دو دور نمایندگی مجلس.
MPs and also two terms served in parliament.
استاد دانشگاه هستند.
He's a lecturer in the university.
و سابقه ریاست دانشگاه رو هم دارن.
He has got this experience to be chaired of the one of the universities.
دکترا ریاضیات رو.
He has got the PhD in mathematics.
جناب دکتر سعادت.
Dr. Saadat.
سه دور نمایندگی مجلس رو سابقه دارن.
Serves as for three terms.
به همین ترتیب سابقه هیئت علمی دانشگاه و ریاست دانشگاه رو داشتن.
He has been the lecturer and also head one of the university in Iran.
و دکترا ریاضیات.
And also he has got the PhD in mathematics.
و جناب سرداری هم که از
دبیران secretary of the committee.
من خودم هم مخبر و سخنگوی کمیسیون هستم.
Me myself Mr. Mufatteh if you let me is the head of the committee of plan and budget of the parliament.
4 دور نمایندگی.
4 terms he has served in parliament as an MP. 4 terms.
همچنان که گفته ما در مجلس بله 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 آقای که شما بهتر هستم جناب خسروی شما خودتون
So the floor is mine so I can introduce myself I'm the Khosravi deputy ambassador of Iran
بله ما در رسیدگی به بودجه بعد از اینکه دولت لایحه رو تقدیم میکنه
After we receive the budget from the government
کمیسیون بودجه که متشکل از این دوستان و بقیه
هستن for plans and budget in the parliament
بررسی ابتدایی رو میکنه
revise it
و نهایتا در یک کمیسیون بزرگتری
and finally in a bigger commission
که تمام اعضای ما
which including the 23%
و از هر کمیسیون دیگری 2 نفر
and also from the other committees of the parliament attending some present 2% from the other committees
در این جلسه بزرگ به برسیگی به کل
they make the final decision
انجام میدیم بله توضیحگری لازم هست بدیم بسیارم خوشحال هستیم که انشاءالله در ایران میزبان دوستان باشیم و از تجربیات شما در ایران استفاده کنیم و شما مسیر کار مجلس ما رو از نزدیک ببینید.
We would be highly appreciated to receive you in Iran and also you can monitor our works in our parliament.
همینجا هم از جناب آقای رئیس و همه اعضا دعوت میکنیم
که در خدمت directly I invite the chairperson and all committee's members to come to Tehran.
We appreciate that. We have not visited any country. Maybe Iran could be the first country to visit.
ما ما از روی ما تازه هیچ کشور خارجی رو ندیدن، شاید ایران اولیش بشه.
چون اولین کشوری باشیم که خدمت.
We would like to be the first countries.
That is something that I missed in the introduction. You were saying that you have a budget office. I mean, you were saying that
the committee with which name is plan and budget is including 23 persons. When they receive the budget plan from the government, except maybe a small group, 4-7, normally these experts revise that one. And after that, a big consisting 23 persons, all persons, including another committees of the parliament. From another committee's 2 persons will come together and also make the final decision. چند تا کمیته داریم کلن توی
ما در 12 کمیته
we've got 12 committee in Iran in our parliament
که به تخصص های مختلفی تقسیم میشن.
Normally they are specialized in different areas.
برای کشاورزی منابع طبیعی
in agriculture and natural resources
برای صنایع و معادن
industries
مسائل قضایی و حقوقی
جودیشیال افیرز
ارزم که بحث اقتصادی کمیته اقتصادی
اکونومیک افیرز
تحقیقات و آموزش
ریسرچ اند ادویکیشن
و شبیه این دیگه 12 کمیته
12
بله امنیت داخلی و سیاست خارجی
فارن ریلیشن اند آلسو نشنال سکیوریتی
در این حوزه ها مجموعا 12
فرام ایچ کمیتیز 2 پرسن آلسو اتندد دی دات کمیتیز فور فاینال دیسیژن
برای که بتوانیم هم تخصصی هم جامع بودجه رو بررسی بکنیم
in order to comprehensively revise the budget.
بله بله ما مصاحباتون یعنی مجلس ما مجلس توانمندی است که آنچه که تصمیم میگیرد و تصویب میکند لازم الاجرا خواهد بود.
In Iran the parliament is the final decision maker. It means if they anything ratified the government should bring it to force.
این در تو بودجه و تمام قوانین
even either the budget or the other issues.
حالا یه موقع میخواستیم بودجه بحث کلی مجلس بکنیم برای برار گفتیم مجلس توان بالایی داره.
Well, thank you very much. No, it's fine, but you're here for a week. Now, I would like you to stay longer so that we can learn the language as well.
If you come to Iran, you can learn more and easier our language.
No, it's fine. South Africa, like Iran, I know that just in the past few months you were having elections.
We've got a very, very big and also vast election in Iran, yes.
85% در انتخابات شرکت کردن.
80% of the eligible person came to vote.
و رئیس جمهور ما با بیش از 65% آرا انتخاب شد.
Our current president was elected with 60%.
این نشونگر عمق دموکراسی در کشور ما است که
So it's a good gesture of our democracy in country.
I just want to say
to Africa جنوبی the
name of the language that they are speaking and if they can leave us with a book
okay.
So we can learn a little bit
توی آفریقای جنوبی خودشون 11 تا زبان رسمی دارن. برای همین این سوال از شما مطرح کنم توی ایران زبان رسمی چیه؟ شما میخواید پاسخ بدید.
زبان رسمی فارسی است.
only official language of Iran which all the countries speak it is Persian. Sweet Persian.
زبان‌های دیگری هم مثل ترکی و لهجه‌های دیگری هم داریم.
Other accents such as Arabic, such as Turkish, such as Balochi. But the official language is Persian.
Let us come to the object of this meeting before we lose time. The other member who has just walked in is Honorable Member Abrams. Honorable Member Abrams, can you find
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. No, it's fine. No, I was just asking about the elections because we have had our own elections on the 22nd of April. And parliament was installed after the 10th of May.
شما به این دلیل پرسیدم که ما خودمون توی 23 آپریل در حقیقت اوایل اردیبهشت ما هم اون موقع پارلمان انتخابات پارلمانی داشتیم و پارلمان هم از اون موقع در حقیقت ابتدای کارش شروع کرد اردیبهشت دیده.
So parliament was the new parliament which is the fourth democratic parliament.
این در حقیقت پارلمان هم ما پارلمان جدیدیه، البته چهارمین پارلمان بعد از در حقیقت دوره آپارتاید
was opened by the president on the 3rd of June after which committees were set up.
در حقیقت بعد از کمیته‌های مختلف تشکیل شدن در 3 جون افتتاح شد توسط رئیس جمهور افتتاح شد.
Well, we are a bit different from your delegation in that you have very experienced people. We have a very experienced people, but we have also some new members, I guess, who have joined the national parliament, but would have been at the provincial parliament.
یه ما البته در حقیقت سابقه کار افرادی که اینجا هستن مثل سابقه کار بچه های شما نیست که اینقدر خبره باشن و کارشناس باشن، ولی خب ما هم افرادی داریم که از قسمت های مختلف اومدن ولی مثل شما اینقدر قدیمی و خبره تو کارشون نیستن.
The name of our committee is called the Standing Committee on Appropriations.
اسم در حقیقت این کمیته ما Standing Committee of Appropriations. در حقیقت همین معادل همین کمیته برنامه بودجه است. معادلشه. این اونی.
حوزه
کار همون هست. هستن. کمیته در حقیقت ثابت هم
هست. In the previous parliament, in the previous term of parliament set, it was called the Joint Committee on Budget. It consisted of members of the National Assembly and members of the National Council.
این اسمش هم در دوره جدید هست. در حقیقت توی دور مجلس سوم اسمش کمیته مشترک ثابت باجت بوده، بودجه بوده.
Now we have as a new member who have joined us. Maybe it's necessary to just introduce him. Because he's the whip of the committee. The name is Mr. J.J. Marke.
Oh, yeah, J.J. Marke.
From the ANC, also comes from Limpopo.
ایشون هم از استان لیمپوپو هستن که از حزب حاکم هستن. میبینید که اغلبیت از حزب حاکم هستن. دقیقا بیش از 70% از حزب حاکم هستن.
I can see that I didn't know that people from the Popo are dominating this committee.
یه فکر می‌کنم استان لیمپوپو در حقیقت حزب غالب و تشکیل داده توی کمیته ما.
So then this committee was formed after appropriations. On our side, we have to do a lot of training because of the fact that it's a new area that we have.
در حقیقت چون افراد ما جدید هستن و این کمیته به این نحو به صورت جدید تشکیل شده، ما خیلی کار راه طولانی داریم و کار زیاد داریم تا یاد بگیریم و دقیقاً به این حوزه وارد بشیم.
But the different members have different experience in their lives in terms of others are coming from the struggle, others are professionals. Honorable Rabi is a doctor, for instance.
اعضای ما درسته حالا این کمیته جدید هست، مثلا هر کدومشون توی زندگی شخصی خودشون و توی کار خودشون تخصصهای خاص خودشون دارن. مثلا آقای ربی دکتر هستن، آقای دونوویچ ایریا از یادگاه دکتر هستن. در حقیقت باستان شناسی آتروپارشی میشه، آتروپارشی باستان شناسی.
So the people here in this committee were not necessarily appointed to this committee because of a particular expertise.
یه دقیقاً اعضایی که تو این کمیته الان حضور دارن به خاطر تخصصشون نیست که تو این کمیته انتخاب شدن.
Our parties, especially as different parties, especially the ANC that I do know. Deploys members from time to time. We switch members from this committee to that committee so that people can gain expertise in the different areas.
سیستم ما اینجوری هست که خود احزاب، آموزش که اسکنا سیستم حزبی، خود احزاب نماینده مجلسشون رو به صورت نوبه‌ای از یک کمیته پارلمان به یک کمیته دیگه می‌برن که تخصصشون تو کمیته‌های مختلف افزایش بدن.
I know there are some members who come from the previous committee who have experience. Honorable member Mashiko.
خانم ماشیخو در اینقدر از کمیته قبلی به ما ملحق شدم.
Honorable member Suar.
آقای Suar.
Honorable member Dr. Rabi.
Dr. Rabi همینطور.
All three of them.
این سه نفر از کمیته قبلی که در حقیقت
این فقط
جد کنید بوده اومدن.
I'm not saying you are not in the you are not part of that joint budget. Sorry?
Finance.
Or you are in finance.
چون در کمیته finance بودن قبل.
Now this committee that is the standing committee on appropriation, the standing committee on finance of the National Assembly, and the Standing Committee on Appropriation and Standing Committee on Finance of the National Council of Provinces were constituted by this act, which I think that you have the copies of. The act, the name of the act is the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act 9 of 2009.
خدمت عرض کنم این کپی که به شما دادن کپی قانونیه که تصویب کرده سه تا کمیته. این کمیته که الان هستم کمیته امور اقتصادی و در حقیقت یه همچی کمیته هم توی شورای ملی استانها تشکیل شده. این سه تا کمیته مسئول در حقیقت کار کمیته که شما هستین انجام میدن، رسیدگی به بودجه و پلنینگ انجام میدن طبق این قانونی که توضیح شد.
Section 4 of the act Section 4, Parliamentary Committee for Consideration of what you call this, Clause 4.
Yes.
That's correct, yeah. Yes, Section 4.3 says each committee must establish a committee on appropriation, and the responsibilities of the committee are on Section 4, Section 4. It says on matters such as A, spending issues, amendment to the Division for Revenue Bill. The Division for Revenue Bill, South Africa has got three spheres of government. We call them spheres of government because they have some relative autonomy.
این صفحه 6 اون بخشی که در واقع شماره 4 طبق اون بخش گفته هر مجلسی در واقع هم شورای ملی استان ها و هم مجلس ملی باید یک کمیسیونه مثل برنامه بودجه تشکیل بدن که وظیفه رسیدگی به این بخشایی که توی اون ذیل شماره شده رو داره. میخواستن یه توضیحی بدن در رابطه با درآمدهای دولت ها. گفت ما در واقع سه نوع دولت داریم.
The Division of Revenue divides resources for national government, for provincial government, and local government.
ما در حقیقت سه نوع دولت داریم که هر کدوم یه دولت ملی داریم، یه دولت استانی داریم و یه در حقیقت دولت لوکال و محلی.
That is the Division of Revenue and the national departments allocate certain grants called conditional grants either to provincial or national departments.
یعنی در حقیقت دولت ملی دولت حکومت مرکزی یک وظایف مسئولیت ها و اختیارات ویژه‌ای رو به هر کدوم از این دولت ها دولت های محلی و دولت های استانی واگذار میکنه.
They are all published then in the Division of Revenue.
که در حقیقت همه اینا توی این قانون مشخص شده.
There is appropriation bill for national departments now.
که در حقیقت تو بخش دپارتمان ملیشون هم الان یک قانون خاصی تصویب شده.
The supplementary appropriation bills, sometimes to supplement your appropriation, of course. The adjustment appropriation bill, which is normally passed around October this year, it will be presented on the 27th of October with what is called the medium term budget policy statement.
Each department should be.
I'm talking now about the adjustment appropriation bill.
Okay. هر دپارتمان هر وزارتخونه در حقیقت برنامه میان مدت خودشو در حقیقت تا 27 اکتبر باید بودجه هم برنامه از اون بودجه وزارتخونه خودشو تا 27 اکتبر این تا یک ماه دیگه باید ارائه بکنه.
یعنی مدت
چند شده؟ یعنی سالیانه دارم یا مدت هم دارم. So what do you mean by midterm? What do you mean by midterm?
Midterm means that it will be around 6 months after.
یعنی هر 6 ماه.
The first our year financial year starts in March.
Yeah, سال مالی ما از ماه مارس شروع میشه.
That's right. Then after 6 months, around October, the adjustment is passed.
لایه اصلاحیه شد در حقیقت اون لایه میدترم لایه اصلاحیه شد که تو این چیش ماه تقیید میشه.
مدت
مهمی پرده این گفت شیش ماه تقیید
باشه. بله. That's it. It is accompanied by what is called the medium term budget policy statement, MTBPS.
این میان مدتی که شما گفتی آن میگه این همراه با اون ارائه میشه.
So then see the recommendations of fiscal and financial and fiscal commission including those referred to in the Intergovernmental Fiscal Relations Act of 1997. I don't know if you have in your country the Financial and Fiscal Commission, but it is a body that has been appointed by government to make recommendations in terms of how the budget for the following year.
Where the government?
Yes.
من نمیدونم شما تو کشور تو سیستم خودتون در حقیقت یک نهادی هم دارین که توسط دولت اداره میشه تشکیل میشه که به شما مشاوره میده و در حقیقت توضیح بخش‌های مختلف مالیش میده. Any department directly takes part in our commission. And also the presidential office has got a deputy in this regard.
که مجمع رو ترکیب شده هدایت میکنه.
نه دولت یه سیستم دولتی هست که بکنم. So each department and also the presidential office has got this.
Now the way the FFC is constituted is independent. There's no government there. It has got its own people. It's headed by the people called the commissioners, the chairperson of the commission.
این کمیته که در حقیقت اسمش فایننشال اند فیسکال کمیشن هست، یک کمیته مستقل و در حقیقت رئیسش هم بهش میگن کمیشنر.
There are about 9 commissioners now and supported by the technical staff of researchers.
در حقیقت یک کمیسیون تخصصی و تحقیقاتی ریج است.
So the main recommendations around them are around the infrastructure.
در حقیقت در تو ساختار و در خود ساختار سیستم چیزی هستی شما، رایزنی هستی شما، مشاوره هستی شما، تو ساختار سیستم شما
مشاوره کمیل مجلس
بله کمیسیونر نه میگه مستقل هستم دولت تشکیل میده مستقل هستم کمیسیونرش مستقل هستم so the commissioner of this commission financial and fiscal appointed by who?
The commissioners are appointed by parliament and the chairperson of the commission is also the chief executive of the commission.
So he's a parliamentarian, he's not the from the government. حتی شما اینجا باید اشتباه نکنید که دولت و پارلمان یکی هستن در حقیقت اینجا چون همشون اعضایشون اینجا هستن یه درست پارلمان انتخاب میشه.
In fact, they are appointed for their expertise in different fields. They are not parliamentarians themselves. They are just people who have different
appointed expertise. By parliament, but they are not
they are appointed by the president at the end of the day. But they are nominated by their different expertise, different professions to serve in the commission.
های مختلف کارشناس های زبده بخش های مختلف هستن در نهایت امر رئیس جمهور رو که اونها تعیین میکنن ولی اصولا پارلم ام پی هم نیستن همون
اخیر
اوکی دی
The next thing that this committee looks at is the report on actual expenditure published by National Treasury.
این بخش این بخش A B C D که گذاشته این کارهایی که این کمیته میخواد انجام بده است. حالا این بخش D شو دارم میگه.
Those reports are published in terms of another legislation now, which is called the Public Finance Management Act, and Section 32 of that Act requires that they must produce this monthly and quarterly reports of expenditure.
در بخش هزینه هاشون رو باید به صورت هر فصل و هر دو ماهی دفعه ارائه بدن. نمیدونم شما چی بهش میگید بحث تخصصی خودشون هزینه هاشون گزارش هزینه هاشون رو ارائه بدن.
حالا سوال اینه که
به صورت گزارش
حالا اینه که وزارت ها که جدا جدا برنامه‌شون تا چند اکتبر گفتن میدن اینا بعد چگونه با هم در دولتشون تلفیق میشه یا اینجا تلفیق کنن و بعد آیا یک برنامه میان مدتی هم مثل برنامه 5 ساله که ما داریم دارن اهداف میان مدتی خود وزارت خونه خود دولت خود سیستم اجرایی که این بودجه سالانه در مسیر تحقق اون اهداف باشه.
The excellency question is that the department directly come to parliament and also deliver their budgets by or the national governments do it or the department why by one and do they have the midterm budget lawyer?
Midterm can give chance to them.
Midterm means how many years?
I will respond to questions, but I think members are free to have to raise their hands so that we don't make it a monotonous thing for in South Africa, beginning of the year, mostly in February, the Minister of Finance presents the budget to Parliament.
Budget means budget of the
The National Assembly.
Budget of the whole government.
For all governments.
فوریه وزیر امور اقتصاد دارایی معمولا وزیر امور اقتصاد دارایی در ماه فوریه لایحه بودجه کل دولت رو به پارلمان ارائه میده. کل دولت.
Thereafter, this budget contains allocations to different departments.
در حقیقت این لایحه تلفیقی از بودجه های وزارتخانه های مختلف.
Thereafter, each department now and will present to the committee their own strategic plans for the next year and 3 years. It's called the MTEF.
هر وزارتخونه بعد از اینکه وزیر امور اقتصاد دارایی لایحه رو ارائه داد هر وزارتخونه موظفه که به کمیته مراجعه بکنه و برنامه های خودش و بودجه خودش به صورت یک ساله و سه ساله توجیه بکنه.
Is there any addition?
Honorable
Singh? Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I think you can hear me loud enough. Yeah, Chairperson, thank you very much and welcome to the delegation as well.
تشکر میکنم و خوش آمد میکنم از شما.
I think the big difference between the way they operate and we operate is that for us in South Africa, this is the first time in the fourth parliament which we now started where parliament can alter the budget of a department.
یه در حقیقت توی این سیستم جدید ما که از اردیبهشت شروع شده یه تفاوت قبلی داره با پارلمان قبلی که برای اولین باره که مثل خود بحث شما پارلمان نظارت کامل داره به بودجه وزارتخونه ها.
In the past, parliament couldn't do that because there was no legislation in place.
در حقیقت تا قبل از این مجلس لایحه قانونی وجود نداشت که مجلس بتونه رسما نظارت بکنه و بررسی بکنه این کارو که الان داره انجام میده. الان قانونش هم وجود داره.
But the act that the chairman lifted up just now.
این قانونی که بین شما توضیح شده دارن خونده میشه.
Given rise to this committee here that now does this does exactly what you do.
میگه در حقیقت این قانونی که شما الان دارین میخونین و توضیح شد همون مشابه دقیقا مشابه کاری که شما توی سیستم خودتون دارین انجام میدین ولی برای ما اولین بار از اردیبهشت مدل صورت میگیره قبلا اینجوری نبوده.
But there are very tight time frames that we have to adhere to and consultation with other portfolio committees and with the minister of the treasury.
چون تازه تشکیل هست ما باید خیلی با کمیته های مختلف رایزنی بکنیم. این دقیقه با سیستم شما ندارم که گفتن از کمیته های دیگه میام توش حضور بدم. برای همین رایزنی میکنم با کمیته های دیگه و با وزارتخونه های دیگه و با افرای دیگه با دقیقه مینیستر فایننس وزیر اقتصادشون.
So for us chairperson is very interesting to see how they work and maybe do a little bit more research because it could assist us in the way forward.
Our
legislation could be amended as we go along.
برای همین چون شما خبره هستین و در حقیقت این سیستم رو از قدیم داشتین و تو این سیستم کار کردین مثلا ما خیلی جالب و جذاب هست که بیشتر از شما بشنویم و بتونیم به رئیس شما میگه بتونیم بیشتر تعامل داشته باشیم و یاد بگیریم و قانون خودمون اصلاح بکنیم.
The one question I wanted to ask you about, do they come from different political parties?
میگه سوال من که اینه که آیا شما هم از احزاب مختلف تشکیل میشین؟ جوابشون
البته ما انتخابان در ایران انتخاب بله مستقیم هست، یعنی نمایندگان مستقیما توسط مردم انتخاب میشن. هر کدوم از نمایندگان
the system, the electoral system in South Africa and Iran is not the same, but anyway they are coming from the different political section and but the MPs in Iran appointed by the direct vote of the people.
کسیم که
not from the parties directly, it means the people directly vote to this gentleman.
انتخابم که میشه قابل تغییر نیست تا پایان دوره.
And nobody could relinquish them until the end of the term.
No, Mr. Singh. I would like just to let's have just a little bit of focus because sooner or later they've got only 1 hour with us. Maybe if we could just finish this and then come to the issues of interest and that you are raising, if it is fine with you.
میگم که با توجه به اینکه وقت یه ساعت بیشتر نیست، سوال متفرقه رو بعداً بذاریم و به مسئله اصلی بپردازیم. بلکه که وقتی بیشتر مون شما هم هستین که اگر مایل باشین جواب بدید.
Honorable staff, you wanted to add?
Yes, just to say that each department in South Africa, each government department, does its own budget every year. And they also have to do a 3-year budget. But this committee will call any department to order. In other words, if we look and see that they're not spending their money properly, they're either spending too much or too little, then we will call them into this committee and we will.
Okay. در حقیقت ایشون هم حرف ایشون رو تکمیل کرد و هر وزارتخونه ای برای خودش لایحه بودجه ای داره، یک ساله و سه ساله. ما توی کمیته میشینیم و لایحه یک ساله و سه ساله رو بررسی میکنیم که اگر خدای نکرده اشکالاتی داشته باشه یا خوب تخصیص داده نشده باشه اونو با هم رفع اشکال بکنیم.
یعنی هر سال سه سال، هر سال یه سال رجل رو تر.
No. It means that 3 years term or 1 year or both, one or three.
No, they have to prepare the budget is annually, once every year.
Budget سالانه
است.
But they have also got to indicate for the second and the third year what their budgets are likely to be.
Thank you.
Any
Okay.
That the other part, that the budget is over 1 year, then but the allocative, the indicative allocation for the next 2 years. No? Okay. You're done now, no?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say that, you know, if we find a department that is not performing in terms of the budget, in terms of their spending, then we will call them to this committee. And as the Honourable Singh said, now we've got the right to really change their budget.
Yeah, اگر دیدین یک وزارت خونه در حقیقت تخصیص منابعش رو به درستی انجام نداده بود، ما فرا میخونیمشون توی این در حقیقت کمیته و بررسی میکنیم. البته این مطلب جدیدیه و طبق این قانونی که الان از اردی بهش ما بعد توضیح شده داره انجام میگیره. این مطلب
منابعشون چجوری جمع‌بندی میشه؟ منابع کل درآمد کل کشور چگونه جمع‌بندی میشه؟
How do you collect the revenue of the whole countries?
منابع بودجه در حقیقت درآمد کل کشور.
The revenue of the budget.
Comrade Mashiko, can I ask you to respond then to this question? Are you going to respond to this question, or you wanted to talk about something else, Honorable Mashiko? You can also respond to this question. Where does this money come from? That's the question.
Our revenue is collected from the public. We have SARS. South African Revenue Services.
South African Revenue Services.
Which collects taxes from the people.
And except SARS and taxation?
This tax is from people and from the companies.
این در حقیقت این مالیات هم از به صورت مستقیم هم از شرکت ها و هم به صورت مستقیم از افراد گرفته میشه.
And we have other types of taxes like the value added tax.
ما به بخش مالیات در بر افزایش افزوده هم داریم.
VAT.
Yes. And then after then that money is being we know what revenue we have and from there we the national treasury budget according to the allocation. The money is budgeted according to the revenues that is collected. So it is very, very important for us to know that our allocations don't exceed the revenue that is collected from the country.
Okay, and any other national resources? Resource for the budget?
We have resources, as we said, it's from the companies, it's from us, and wherever we don't have money, we have the chances of borrowing.
آقا ببخشید اگه من متوجه شده باشم. در واقع شما میخواین در واقع بگین منابعی که پول کشور از چجوری تامین میشه؟
نیروی خارجی سالمی بود که
منابع بودجه. So it means the except the revenue, except the taxation.
Tariffs, the customs, the money that you collect from our country.
در واقع مالیات ها، گمرکی، عوارض گمرکی.
سال دومی است که منابع چگونه هر دوم سهم میبره.
So how is the preparation of each department?
The department submit
the government decide or the parliament they chose the preparation. It means this the health department how receive its share, the defense department.
The departments look at what are their priorities. What we do is to look better at what are the needs of the country.
Okay.
Our medium-term policy statements will outline the policies of our government. They outline the policies and the departments will look at the departments have strategic plans. It's the 5-year strategic plans.
هر وزارت خونه هم یه برنامه استراتژی 5 ساله داره که طبق اون نیازهاشو مشخص میکنه.
And there's that communication between the departments and the portfolio committees.
هر وزارت خونه در حقیقت مشخص میکنه داره پورتفولیو کمیتی. پورتفولیو کمیتی در حقیقت کمیته وزارتیه که معادل همون وزارت خونه است. مثلا فرض بکنید وزارت خونه وزارت دفاع داریم، یه کمیته کمیسیون دفاعی داریم.
I'll give other chance, but at the end of the day, all these allocations from the department are looked at by the National Treasury. I think other members can also add on what I've been saying.
حقیقت هر وزارتخونه جلوگونه میده به این کمیسیون به صورت کلی نشنال تریجری خزانه داری کلی به علاوه اینا.
You asked the question whether if we get other monies from elsewhere. Up to 2008 financial year, we have collected enough for the budget. In fact, I think 2008-2009 financial years, we had surplus collection.
ما در سال 2007, 2008, 2009 حتی مازاد بودجه هم داشتیم. So can they carry on or the time is finished or time is
up? Just Mamu Ngobo, you wanted to add something.
Just to add on what the others have said, I think they asked then how do departments account how they use their budget. What happens is that at the beginning of every year, departments in Parliament, national departments in Parliament, will tell the nation that they've got so much money budgeted to their work in line with the objectives of their strategic plans, and they will tell the nation what they are going to be using that budget for.
میگه در حقیقت موقعی که بودجه توسط لایحه بودجه توسط هر وزارتخونه ارائه میشه توی مجلس اون لایحه بودجه بررسی میشه و ارائه میشه و مردم هم کل مردم مطلع میشن که استراتژی وزارتخونه و دولت چی بوده و در حقیقت دلایلی که مجلس بیاره بر موافقت یا مخالفت اون اون چیه. یعنی در حقیقت میخواد که مردم کاملا نظارت میکنن به این لایحه و این فرآیندی که بودجه تخصیص داده میشه.
سوال بکنی که جمله ظریفی بود. اونی که میگه درآمدها رو ما جمع میکنیم بعد به دولت ابلاغ میکنیم که اینقدر درآمد داری که تخصیص بده. این سوال درسته؟ من درست
فهمیدم. شما متوجه نشم. چی معنی میگه درآمدها رو جمع میکنن؟
جمع میکنن به دولت ابلاغ میکنن بعد دولت بودجه میده.
اینجوری گفت. I don't know about the question. Maybe you told him that the you in the parliament collect the national resources, the revenue, you monitor them and you give them to you, present them to the government to allocate. Is that so?
No, that's correct. The South African Revenue Services collect the funds, hence the funds over to National Treasury as it was indicated, but Parliament distributes now those funds to the national department, to the province and local government.
This is a very important point for us.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
No, I was just saying nationally, the departments debate their votes in Parliament. Provincially, the nine provinces also debate on their votes in the provinces. Same thing happens with local government. That is why also it is important for us to follow on their expenditure, on what they said they would expend, and to follow on the programs and the projects that they said they were going to do in their strategic plan. Thanks.
In پروسه‌ای که الان توضیح دادم واسه شما در حقیقت در سطح هم محلی و هم استانی هم این همین در حقیقت تکرار میشه. برای همین مهمه که دقیقا مشخص میشه که هزینه ها تو کجا تخصیص داده میشه It means that a bigger, for example, department allocated more, what's the money or more budget normally.
بذاره اینطور که متوجه شدیم همراه بودجه سالیانه یک برنامه سه ساله هم از هر وزارتخانه میدهن. آیا مجلس فقط اون بودجه سالیانه رو تصویب میکنه که در راستای اون برنامه سه ساله باشه؟
تصویب نمیکنه.
بررسی میکنه دست بررسی میکنه، یا اینکه میتونه اون برنامه استثاله رو هم درش سوال بکنه و تغییر بده، یعنی اگه اهداف شما برای استثال تعیین کردید این هدف کم بشه، حذف بشه، اضافه بشه. اختیار مجلس چیه؟
The honorable raises that the, when the department, when the, any department, any national department give you the budget, the annual budget in accordance to the their 3 years strategy plan, yeah, can you modify that plan as well, or only you do on the budget plan?
You want to explain that?
You did the question, yeah?
No. The question is clear.
May I just say what happens is that every department compiles its own budget, but then they submit it to the national treasury. What normally happens is that every department asks for more than what they can get. So national treasury says, you can't have so much. And you can only have so much. And each department will be different depending on the size of that department. So then you know what the overall expenditure is going to be.
و بعدا ما متوجه میشیم خزانه داری ما اعلام میکنه که کل هزینه هایی که باید تخصیص بدیم کل مجموعش اینقدر هست.
And what the Minister of Finance and National Treasury then has to do is to make sure that the revenue that we're going to collect in the form of taxes.
بعدش وزیر امور اقتصاد دارایی به علاوه خزانه داری باید ببینه آیا این در حقیقت هزینه هایی که میخوان انجام بدن معادلش درآمدم دارن یا نه.
Will be enough to cover the expenses that are in that.
درآمدم به اندازه کافی هست که بتونم هزینه ها رو جبران بکنم.
But as this honourable member said, there are also provinces who collect their, who's got some own, of their own income, and local authorities which also got different taxes.
و در حقیقت دولت‌های محلی و دولت‌های استانی هم درآمدها و هزینه‌های خاص خودشون هم دارن.
And then once it has been decided how much money must come in, the South African Revenue Service collects that. If there is a recession like we have now, we might find ourselves in a position that we collect less than what we thought we'd collect, and then we've got to borrow the difference.
Okay, the honourable question still remains. He's just asking me that. How about the 3 years, let's say, plan that you mentioned, that budget should be in accordance with that 3 years plan. Can you modify that plan as well or not?
Let me respond to that question. You remember we said that the actual budget is done for this year, for the financial year, current year. Then the other 2 years, we call them indicative allocations. Yes. So
Can you modify those 2 years as well or not? In the parliament?
That's why I'm saying they are indicative. They are not tight, those 2 years. No? So they can be changed. They can go up. They can go less. Like the Honorable Member now, Swart, was saying, it depends on the cake, that how much can each department get. So it's not very tight, that allocation. It can be changed over the other 2 years.
2 years.
It can always change. In most cases, it goes up, just a little bit up than they have in the case. Now let's go to section 6 just quickly. No?
Yes.
Section 6 deals with what is called medium-term budget. That is why then the honourable member Singh spoke about that this legislation allows Parliament to change the budget. It is this time of the year that we can do that. But whoever wants to make changes, I mean, I'm talking about the committees now of Parliament that want to make changes, they must consult with this committee about those changes that they would want to make. You can change now the budget around. Members of Parliament can do that. But when the budget is tabled, the actual budget now is tabled in February, we can't change the that fiscal framework now. You can only change the programs that are contained there, that no, we don't want this much to go to here, we want it must go that side. You see, the difference is that now you can change the whole thing during the MTBPS. That is the pre-budget period.
جل لایه بودجه ارائه بشه ما میتونیم هر کاری بکنیم جمع و زیاد بکنیم تغییرش بدیم ولی موقعی که ارائه شد تیبل شد مثل بودجه سال قبل دیگه فقط میتونیم راهکارهاش برای رسیدن به اون اهداف رو تغییر بدیم دیگه بودجه رو نمیتونیم تغییر بدیم
اون در دولت تغییر میشه
بودجه موقعی که فیکس شد دیگه فقط راهکارش رو میتونیم فقط راهکارش رو میتونیم تغییر بدیم یعنی بودجه در حقیقت موقعی که وزیر امور اقتصاد داره ارائهش داد توی پارلمان نمایش شد تیبل شد تصویب شد بله تصویب شد مثل بودجه سال قبل دیگه فقط راهکاراشو مثل این بودجه 6 ماه فقط راهکاراشو میتونن تغییر بدن دیگه در خود اون نمیتونن دست بزنن ولی الان برای بودجه سال بعد همه کاری میتونن بکنن که تصویب نشده اوکی ثانک یو
یس سو دی 2 ایرز ناو وانس پارلمنت ناو پاسز دیس بجت ناو it will start now to indicate that in 2 years' time, 2010, you can get this, 2011, you can roughly get this.
میگه در حقیقت برای بحث مثلا فرض کن الان سال 2009 هستیم برای 2010 و 2011 هم اهداف گذاری داره میشه ولی اینا اپراکسیمیتلی و قابل بالا پایین شده ولی باز تاکید میکنم موقعی که تصویب شد 2010 فقط میتونیم راهکاراشو میتونیم در طول اون فقط راهکاراشو میتونیم
The addition was actually going to be relevant when we had discussions because I was going to mention the role public-private partnership that you should not forget that. The role the private sector also plays in addressing our infrastructure needs.
میگم در واقع نقش بخش خصوصی هم نباید فراموش بکنیم در هنگامی که داریم برنامه بودجه مون می‌ذاریم.
Okay, just to mention one point that is important because it looks like we left with 5 minutes. We're going to establish what is called the budget office. That budget office is established in terms of Section 15 of this Act. It will be independent of Parliament.
این دفتر در واقع budget office یه بحث مستقلی است. یه دفتر مستقلی است. طبق همین قانون بخش 15ش هست ولی یه دفتر مستقلی است. Okay.
So it will advise Parliament, the parliamentary committees, in terms of once the budget is there, then it will advise the parliamentary committees whether your macroeconomic situation that National Treasury will present will be called the correct one or whatever. But it will advise us in terms of the budget that will be presented.
نقش مشاوره باز در ما میره تو بحث بودجه مخصوصا تو سیاست های کلان بودجه
currently the committee is not there
یه هنوز یه هنوز تشکیل نشده
we'll look to establish it very soon
بله مرز جناب آقای سبحانی رئیس سیاست محترم این کمیته و همچنین اعضای محترم کمیته تشکر میکنیم.
I'm thanking the chairperson honorable Mr. Sukhani and also the other MPs.
فرصت خوب بود هرچند کوتاه بود ولی در حد وقت کوتاهی که داشتیم آشنا بشیم با نحوه رسیدگی بودجه در پارلمان آفریقای جنوبی.
It's a nice time and a pleasure time for me and also the honorable MPs that we make familiar with the procedure of the budget and planning.
اون چیزی که مورد علاقه دوستان ما هست و ما به دنبال اون هستیم این که فرایند تنظیم و تخصیص و نظارت در بودجه رو و همچنین برنامه رو اگه داشته باشن از ابتدا تا انتها بتوانیم آشنا بشیم.
The most important thing is that to make familiar with the details of the procedure
from beginning to the end, if it's possible, brochure, books, and if you've got any act such as this act.
I think
I'd appreciate it.
آره در رابطه ما جلسه دیگری در روز جمعه
خواهیم داشت. این پیتوریا we've got the same session in Pretoria.
ولی این جلسه در رابطه با فرایند کار و نحوه کار در مجلس و در پارلمان اطلاعات خوبی رو به ما داد.
We received today a lot and important information about the budget and plan in Parliament.
از اینکه این فرصت پیدا شد در خود چون کمیته ما حضور پیدا بکنیم و از نزدیک با نحوه کار آشنا بشیم تشکر میکنیم.
I'm thanking you and also it's my pleasure to attend this committee.
Inshallah, be soon in Tehran.
Again, I wish to visit you to see you in Tehran.
Thank you very much. We also very grateful from the Iran delegation, I mean to exchange views with the Iran delegation.
ما خیلی خوشحالیم که با طرف ایرانی در حقیقت تبادل تجربه کردیم و تبادل نظر کردیم.
We heard that they are very experienced people from Iran.
ما متوجه شدیم که در حقیقت این کمیته شما خیلی به صورت خبره و تخصصی داره کار میکنه.
We'd really have loved to engage you in more questions around your budgeting process because clearly you have established the budget office, am I right?
شما دارین در واقع دفتر بودجه دارین شما توی یه ما دوست داریم تخصصی تر سوالی از شما بپرسیم و متوجه شدیم که شما دفتر بودجه دارین شما
کمیسیون بودجه برای بودجه دارین و در کمیسیون مرکزی که کار تشخیص مسئله‌ها انجام میده یک کمیته خاص بودجه اونجا تشکیل
شده. We've got a research center in this regard, which that research center has got a office in this regard especially, committee in this regard especially. And we are ready to exchange our experience in this regard with you.
There
is another point that the doctor would like to raise it if you wouldn't mind.
حالا فاین میتونن نهایی هم باشه و اون که مردم ایران به مردم افریقای جنوبی خیلی علاقمند.
He said that the Iranian people normally look forward the South African people and they are very near and also like them. Not say love them, like them.
Now, thank you very much. We want to okay. Thank you very much. We hope that you are here in Cape Town. We'll continue to interact with what you hear in Parliament.
If you are in Cape Town, hasin, man, tozna, man, ki Cape Town hasin, amade hasin ki boshoma taamul loshte boshi.
During lunch, during other breaks, we'll be able to interact with you. We'll join you.
در زمان نهار وقت نهاری وقتی دیگه من آماده هستم هر گونه سوالی که داشته باشید
امروز هستیم خدمت آرین تا ظهر. امروز تا ظهر.
Until 2 o'clock, we are with here in Parliament.
Okay. Okay. متشکر هستیم.
Thanking you most.
بگید که یک
فیلاندو توضیح
صنعت دستی بار نشون میده و
I hope that I won't have to declare
the. Yeah, we're going to. You know, that's what I'm. I'm just going to. I'm just going to. I'm just going to.